Welcome back.
There was a man going to be on the stage just last night. He couldn't make the show. He had a gig up in heaven, y'all.
That's Martin Sexton paying tribute to the late Levon Helm of the group called The Band. This was recorded during Sexton's recent show at the Calvin Theater in Northampton, Massachusetts. Helm had been scheduled to play the same theater, but cancer cut his tour short. He died last week at age 71.
A place to lay my head. The same Michigan, you tell me. When am I gonna find a bed? He just grinned and shook his head.
It made sense for Martin Sexton to echo Levon Helm because they shared a kind of working man's approach to music. Sexton's career started with street busking and selling his homemade demo recordings, and he's now carved out a comfortable niche and loyal fan base. His latest release is Fall Like Rain, put out on his own label, Kitchen Table Records. He's playing in Philadelphia tonight at World Cafe Live, and next Friday and Saturday at Irving Plaza in New York. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock spoke with Sexton before his recent show at the House of Blues here in Boston.
You were back in Boston, and this is really where you got your start, in Harvard Square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sure did, man. What a place to start, too. Some guys went to the Juilliard School of Music. Some guys went to Berkeley. I went down to the subway and started singing down there for tips. And wow, what an education in performance and songwriting that was. It's been a wonderful ride. You know, it hasn't been like a flash in the pan. It's not like I went from the subway to a house of blues. You know, it's been such a journey, a slow and strong growth, and I'm blessed with this fan base. It's not like they're fickle and they like one tune. You know, they're not waiting for any one particular, you know, song. And they bring their friends and they bring their family. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've met fathers who brought their sons or mothers who brought their daughters. And it's a wonderful, organic sort of career that I'm enjoying.
City never sleeps. Cabs race down the avenue. Little Italy is wide awake.
It sounds like you always knew that music and this was what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I did, yeah. I think my first aspiration was to be an actor. And then I started thinking a little more practically. I thought, well, I'll be a stuntman, you know. I'm one of the youngest of my family, and I snuck up to my big brother's bedroom up in the attic, and he had this record called Frampton Comes Alive. And I put the needle down on it and put the headphones on as a 10-year-old. I heard that crowd and those guitar licks, and that just lit my fire. I knew that's what I wanted to do, man. So I was singing. I started singing in the schoolyard. I'd sing Stevie Wonder tunes or Beatles songs or whatever out in the schoolyard, and kids would gather around, and then the nuns would come and break it all up with their sticks, you know. But I knew early on, man.
I'm on a field, I'm on a fall like rain, yeah. With no shelter so I can feel which way the wind is blowing today. I'm on a love, I'm on a sea of world, yeah. Gonna tell the truth and feel the sun to come shining down on my face.
You mentioned the Beatles, and one of the songs that really stands out for me that you do is the version you did of Working Class Hero, John Lennon. What did performing that song mean to you at that concert?
Well, I was honored to be invited to be on that show because, you know, I'm sharing a dressing room with Jackson Browne. You know, I'm listening to him practice Revolution, and he's listening to me practice Working Class Hero and Taj Mahal and Keb Mo and Cyndi Lauper, and it was just really cool. I chose that song because it's time to start singing these songs again. That's why I put the Buffalo Springfield cover on my record. I feel like there's so much going on in our world that we need to pay attention to. And that song, Working Class Hero, is so appropriate now. You know, the common man, the working man, you know, as a working person myself, it's incumbent upon us all to pay attention.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small. By giving you nothing instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be.
A working class hero is something to be. Where they hurt you at home and they hit you at school.
Whenever anyone talks about you or writes about you, the characteristic that comes up is your voice. You really do some amazing things with your voice. Did that come naturally?
I think I have a natural sort of talent for musical things. Like I kind of have a good sense of rhythm and I can carry a tune. And I've always, even as a kid, I've always wanted to do something more with my voice than just sing. So I like to use it in different ways. You know, I've been known to scat or even make other sounds with it, you know. You know, like that teacher on Charlie Brown, you know. That was my first sort of introduction of, you know, doing other things. And Mel Blanc, you know, the voice of all the Looney Tunes characters and Woody Woodpecker and everybody in between, he was a big hero of mine. I mean, that's a guy who had 100 different voices, all completely distinct from one another.
Yeah, the Gashouse Gorillas are a bunch of 20 players. Well, I could lick them in a ball game with one hand tied behind my back, all by myself. Yeah. Yeah, I'd get up there and wham! A homer! Wham! Another homer!
On my records, you will hear a gospel choir in the background, and that will be, you know, like 12 of me doing different characters. Or you'll hear, you know, the like Sons of the Pioneer guys behind me, or you'll hear some Soul Sisters behind me, or...
And it's all you.
Yeah, and I like to try to utilize that to give a record some color and character.
One voice singing out, but a full-blown choir can set the world on fire. Let the light shine on forever. Singing in one voice, hey, one voice now, one voice together.
You talked about the Buffalo Springfield song, the cover on the record, For What It's Worth. Do you have a social consciousness in your songs? I'm thinking of Sugarcoating coming after 9/11. But talk more about that song, For What It's Worth, why you wanted to put that on this record.
Songs and music have a duty, a utilitarian duty, I think, to both entertain and inspire, but also to motivate and unify. That's why I wanted to put Buffalo Springfield on this record. I'm starting to wake up. I'm starting to have a conscience and an awareness. And so I feel it's my duty as an artist to include that in my art, not just the love songs or the entertaining songs, but also to bring in some consciousness into them.
So you feel like musicians have that responsibility. That's part of the... should be part of the job.
Yeah. I believe so. I don't want to be known as a protest singer, per se. To me, it's just about being human and reacting in the most soulful way I can.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time to stop. Say, what's that sound? Everybody look, what's going down? Stop, hey, what's that sound? Tell me what's going round. This battle line's being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking in minds, oh, getting so much resistance from behind. I think it's time to stop, hey, what's that sound? That sound. Everybody look, yeah. What's going wrong? Yeah. Oh, what a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. I believe it's time to stop. See what's that sound? Everybody look, what's going down? Stop. What's the time, y'all? Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid.
Step out of line, know the man come and take you away, away. It's time to stop, babe. What's the sound? Everybody look what's going round, babe. Stop, babe. What's the sound? It's time to stop. What's the sound? Everybody look what's going round. Getting the beat of it now.